Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing great. Looking forward to a happy 4th of July. How about you?
Oh, yes. We're going out to Pennsylvania and enjoying the festivities out there. It's going to be absolutely beautiful and celebrating this wonderful country's birth.
Indeed. I'm so with you. Well, I think that every holiday belongs to me personally, okay? I celebrate as many as I can.
That's a great thing. We, you know, life in itself should be celebrated. You know, we're here on this lifetime experience, and it is a lifetime. It is fleeting. And to embrace and enjoy every single moment of it is what we should do.
Exactly right. Exactly right. I like all these planets moving through Cancer right now, too, because it's all about that loyalty and that family ethic and, you know, and having a sense of love and country and, you know, Mars in direct opposition to Pluto. You can't make that happen.
The universe can.
But it's just an unbelievable time that we're in right now, I think, because a lot of people have become, although there's been a lot of controversy going on with politics and whatnot, and I avoid, you know, discussions of that nature only because I'm probably not as knowledgeable as the person that's addressing me. But because of that, though, I think a lot more people have gotten involved, even in local community, which I'm happy to see. And I think maybe we needed that jolt. We needed to try and bring back that voice and that sense of wanting to be part of something greater than ourselves again. And I see that as a recurring theme in many of the things I do, even in the places I travel to.
And this is a great time for that. It's really going back to our roots, really going back to what is the truth of ourselves, and really honoring that space and doing the right thing with it. And it's all about not necessarily politics, but honoring the truth, honoring what's right to do, and really taking a stand for that. And not necessarily, in my horoscopes this month, I wrote about it, it's not necessarily taking a stand for the left or the right. It's taking a stand and finding a compromise in the middle that everybody can come to peace with and unite and really dig into together, and it's all about working together, and that home and hearts and family, and that's what I like.
Yes, yes. And the chart we have tonight, there's a lot going on there, and I just love that Neptune's been trying to both Mars and the Sun, you know, as they're opposing Pluto, and they're teeing off with Jupiter at the same time. So I so agree with what you just stated. It's amazing to me that, again, we want to dream a bigger dream, and we want to have respect for home and family, and we want to have a certain level of security, but we have to basically work within the law. And with Pluto retrograde in Capricorn, it's not about breaking down the system. It's about reconstructing it, is how I see
Absolutely.
That. What do you think? Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so to me, that's what it's really about.
It is, and tonight we have a great opportunity of having a grand sign with the moon with that Neptune-Mars-Sun conjunction. And the moon is so it really can bring, if you look at the positive side of it, you dream the dream. It really can bring that transformation emotionally for everybody to really turn and take those changes emotionally, take what you see done to make these changes on this earth.
I so agree. And to me, whenever I see Neptune in Pisces, okay, of course, Neptune hadn't been in Pisces for 165 years. So it's a new passage for all of us. But to me, Neptune in Pisces is bathed in antiquity. And history is the greatest teacher. And out of that history that we have lived and our ancestors have created, we're still going to find that some of those truths are self-evident. And we just have to allow ourselves to do that review. You know, the Grand Trine in Fire, too, is also feeding the bear still, you know, where we want everything to happen quicker than it humanly can.
However, Saturn is holding us back. It's still retrograde, and that Grand Fire has that Saturn in it. That Trine has that Saturn in it. So,
absolutely.
Always that patience. It'll let you jump, but you got to get the right timing in.
Exactly, exactly. And Uranus is technically on the cusp right now, okay, Aries Taurus energy. So Aryan energy can be quite impatient, but the Taurus energy is also going to respect foundation, okay? And also, I want to say the sanctity of the land and the creatures here. Some of the things that keep popping up, you know, in political discussions, different things that are going on. And so I understand why that is going on so rabidly on Facebook, by the way.
Oh, Lord. That's one interesting
that's
social
cusp.
Media platform.
Yes. It used to be more fun. Lately, it's been a little bit more, you know, serious, and you know, there's been things going on. But at the same time, I mean, born and raised with a large family and stuff like that, there's times when things go terribly wrong and things go terribly right. And you know, you have to roll with the punches. So I still stay in the mix and stuff, and I look at it and I try to understand it. I might not always respond to it, but I say to myself, okay, so that is an issue now. So I understand when people come to me as clients what they may be experiencing, especially if they are involved in local or even national politics, because I have people all over the country like you do, because we do a lot of phone people. And it's important to understand kind of what they're up against. And what they're trying to also be part of the solution. And that's an important thing to remember in any time when you have this much going on cosmically, to choose to be part of the solution and be sure to listen before you, you know, respond in order to create that table of information and cooperation and compromise, as you suggested. I totally agree with that.
And I think coming up here, within the next week, when Mercury turns into Gemini, I think a lot of things are going to shift and change for people to where they are going to see both sides of the coin, and they will have a capability of opening up different perspectives. And I really like at this time that is going to make that transition. It really gives new hope and possibilities to look at the positive and not look at the heaviness of the negative. Because the Pluto-Sun opposition that, you know, that's coming up on us, besides the Pluto-Mars opposition, is really kind of somber or kind of heavy. And I think that Mercury in Gemini lightens that up and really gets a little bit more optimism.
Well, I agree with you because, again, Venus going into Gemini, what it tends to do is it tends to give us a certain level of objectivity. Where we want more information before we make a judgment call. But I also like the Gemini forces because the Gemini energies actually rule our bipartisan system, if you look at the United States chart. So, again, like you say, Venus, love may return and cooperation may be quickened in that cycle, and I'm really looking forward to it as well. I so agree with you. Absolutely. So, are you ready to take a call or two? What do you think?
How about we do that?
All righty then. Area code 860, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Lou. How are you?
Fine, how are you? Who are we speaking with?
It's Amy.
And who are we speaking with?
Amy.
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 Got it.
Yes. Hi.
It's a little hard for me to hear you, sorry. Hi. Nice to hear from you again, Amy.
Yes. 12/16. Yep.
Excellent.
What is it?
12/16, 1973.
Yep.
9:34 a.m. Connecticut. Got it.
Yep.
All right. So, what are you up to tonight? What are you doing for the 4th of July?
It's pretty low key, just hanging out with family. That's about it. Yeah.
Nice. So.
Yeah.
Sometimes that can be a wonderful relief.
Yes. That's true. Very, very true.
Now, do you still live in Connecticut?
Yes, I am. Yep.
Okay. Now, did you have a special question for us tonight?
What was that? Hello?
Did you have a special question for us tonight?
Oh, yes, I do. I was wondering what's going on as far as friendships and relationships again, because it just seems like it's been a dry spell, honestly. The spring has just been growing pain season the whole spring. So I'm wondering if you see things sprucing up and lightening up and expanding for me as far as meeting new people that are of quality.
Well, one of the things that you're facing right now is that Saturn, the great teacher, is sitting on your sun, okay? And it's retrograde,
okay,
which means that the energy is incubating, all right?
Okay.
And in your Connecticut chart, it's in your 11th house, the light worker. So you're looking for your tribe. You're looking for people that vibrate to your philosophy, right? And it is part of a beautiful grand trine here, but I think the energy is still incubating until Saturn goes direct at the end of August. And then it's going to really shift and change fast, okay?
Okay.
And Uranus is sitting on your Mars, so you can really have an aha experience. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. It's like a neon sign in your chart that I know that the public is being repressed to you to where it's frustrating for you. I hear you on that one. There's a couple things going on that are going to make that change. It's not going to be in July. But, again, August, Saturn is going direct. September, Venus is going into your fifth house of romance and dating. So you do have some good things coming up as far as in the future with your love life and your friendships. But right now what it's kind of doing is saying this is a time for you to really learn and grow and study. That is going to be to your benefit. So when you were talking about looking for your tribe, I would look for courses or things that you're interested in that resonate to you and your soul to get more information over the next couple months. That will keep you preoccupied while you are finding your tribe or while you are finding those friendships, because it's going to repress them a little for the next 6 to 8 weeks.
Doesn't it Mercury go in retrograde? Is that going to mess me up at the end of August into September when things in my chart are going direct? I'm just asking.
Right, but what it's going to do is Mercury, when it's retrograde, causes you to reevaluate. Okay.
Right.
And it's going to actually retrograde back into Leo, which rules the heart. Okay. And then it's going to move forward in Leo in early September. So my feeling is that there may even be things about the characters that are in your life right now that you're not aware of. And I think that maybe with Mercury retrograde, they might become closer to you. You might see a different side of them. Okay. Or you may bring some people back from your past that you've abandoned, or they had to abandon you because of, you know, their obligations, going to school, raising a family. Sometimes Mercury retrograde can bring good things. It's not just about it being, you know, difficult for contracts, blah, blah, blah. So it can actually bring good things. You've got to remember that happens 3 times a year for 21 days. It's been that way since the beginning. You're going to get through it. Okay.
So the rest of the summer until the end of August, just taking time and time to research and just to, absorb and digest. That's what I hear you guys saying.
Correct.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Make it happen.
I will. I'll call you back and tell you what happens in September.
We look forward to that, hon. Have a wonderful 4th of July.
Thank you. You too.
All right. God bless. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Amazing. That Uranus opposition, you know? Very interesting.
Yeah.
Yep. So you're ready for the next one?
Okay.
Go ahead.
It's pulling away from her, so this is a good thing. It's going to release it.
Right. Yes. Yes. She is really though looking for that epiphany. I got to give her a lot of credit for that. Erica 561212, you're on the air.
Hi, Jacqueline. Hi, Aphrodite. Lena.
Hey, Lena.
Hey, Lena.
Hi. Still, I want you girls to look. Still no job. I'm just really, and I know the last time you said I had a lot of trines in my chart, but I'm so frustrated. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Let's take a look.
And that guy is still driving me nuts.
You're right on this cusp. Mars is getting ready to go over your part of fortune. It you know, when it comes to the exact timing of things, we can't pinpoint the exact timing of things.
Yeah, I know that.
But it's not, I still see it right on top of you that things are shifting and changing on a daily basis. Really make this transformation change. I'm going to say trust. Have faith.
Mm-hmm.
It is coming. I promise you that. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I just think that I know that this relationship has been really dogging you.
God.
So I have to ask you this question. Why are you still allowing this person to contact you? You can stop him if you want to. What is making you not do that?
I don't know what it is, and he doesn't. He keeps lying to me, and I keep thinking maybe he'll say he's sorry and he didn't mean it, but it doesn't. He keeps denying things. He keeps making things worse, and he's trying to manipulate me into going to live with him and offer me money. I won't take the money. Then he gets mad. He uses passive aggressive. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. There's got to be some sort of karmic, because I would never put up with this from any other guy.
Right, right. How are things going on with you finding an occupation?
That's what really frustrates me the most, because I don't want to ask him for any money. I don't like to depend on anybody. I don't want anything hanging over my head. I had so many repairs on my car this week, $600 worth. I got more money going out than coming in. Since March, I have not had a check. I did have an interview this week that seemed to go pretty well, but it wasn't anything very entry level. I noticed the jobs in Florida, almost the wages have gone down since I looked last for a job.
Right. Well, I just feel that right now you can't afford to let him distract you too much from your main goal here, which is to stabilize yourself. And and although I can appreciate the fact that he's been persistent, and he's been so persistent, that's the one reason I think you're still keeping the door a little bit open, okay? And I understand that. As far as the job situation is concerned. Well, I know that, but he's still in the picture. If you really wanted to get rid of him, you would have blocked him from every piece of media you have, okay?
Yeah. I don't know.
We have the power in this technology to do that, okay? So if you're still entertaining him, then there's something within you that is still curious or you're attracted to something with him, even if you're not sure what that is, okay?
Right.
And that's okay, but your primary directive right now, like you say, you're putting all this money out for your car. Now, the job that you just interviewed for, what was that doing? What would you be doing in that job?
Actually, I got to ask, it was just an accounting position, but I was thinking of getting certified in human resources. Do you think that might be a good avenue for me? Because that can really make good money.
With your Pisces planets in the 10th house? Oh, yeah.
You do? Because after 5 years, I mean, they can make an unbelievable amount of money, and now the laws are changing where people have to be certified, no information, and it seems like a job that would really be very beneficial, but it depends where you live. Every state is different. I don't want to have to get certified if I get in this state, and then if I decide I want to move to another state, do it again.
Right. Right. Now, you have to look into that and find out what the laws are. Apparently, you don't have enough information to be able to make that decision right now. And
no,
I don't know it either, because it's just not something I've studied. But with me, again, you have Pisces plants in your 10th house. So working for any large institution that's partially government-funded and regulated would serve you well. And you can be extremely resourceful. And you've got all those plants in Aquarius, so you can multitask. And you can deal with people from different walks of life very effectively. So I think it would be a wonderful venue for you. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree. You have a great humanitarian source here with your Mars, your Mercury, and Jupiter all in Aquarius in your ninth house. It's beautiful. I really like the human resources thing, and I really wouldn't worry about as much as you think about traveling with it. I think once you've established yourself as a business, I think it'll be a matter of paperwork is all it'll be. I don't necessarily think you have to get certified everywhere that you go.
I'm very good with paperwork. I'm good with people. And I just, you know, just seem the last two positions I had is so weird. They asked me if I knew human resources. So I kept thinking to myself, why does this keep coming up? You know, when something keeps coming up, I think it's something I'm not paying attention to.
You have to listen. That's right, Lena. I so agree with you. I so agree with you.
Okay. Yeah, because
I would go for that.
Few times a year at the university, and you know, just entry level might be hard to get my foot in the door. But if I can get into a smaller company and just learn and do, and then tell them, you know, I'm going to get certified. You know, I've been working so many years already in property management. It's just a transition into the field.
Absolutely. Yep.
I just feel
same thing, but a different mode.
I don't know if it's because of this Cancer energy that just came in. I just feel like I need to change. I need to make substantial amount of money. I got student loans coming due next year. I need a new car. I need a substantial amount of income. I can't live on little wages anymore.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Now, when does the school offer that course again?
This time it's in September, I think, again, and then January, and then again in the spring. So I would love to get into a company that would pay for it. That would be great, because it's $1,200. It's not cheap.
Right.
It's a five-week program at night. I mean, it's at the universe. It covers all the laws. I mean, it's very extensive, very, very extensive.
Wow, that sounds great for you, though. That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I encourage you to pursue that. I encourage you to pursue that. And like I said, you know, things are going to be lightening up a little bit at the end of September when Saturn goes direct, too. So it's going to be a little bit less heavy on you than it's been. And because technically, if you look at your chart in Florida, Saturn's retrograde in your sixth house of work and service. Until the end of September. So even if you took a job now, you may or may not stay with that long term, unless that retrograde is just when you have to, like, prove yourself. Because, you know, we all go through that 90-day thing where they want to see if you know what you're doing. So I have a feeling that you can still get a good job with Saturn retrograde, and you'd be able to maintain it, because you'd be basically trying to show them that you can do this and you can do it well.
So you think anything I take now might be temporary? Because everything's been temporary.
It can be temporary, or you can feel as if it's very unfamiliar to you. In other words, you'd have to be both the student and the teacher in the job. In other words, you have some experience that would back you up, but you'd be learning a lot of new things with that Saturn retrograde in your sixth house. But that's okay, because you don't mind learning new things. You'd like to increase your repertoire.
No, I love to learn. No, because this woman even said that, she was the one who gave me the idea about the human resources. She says she needs help in human resources. That's why I thought, well, maybe if I get hired, you know, I might be able to do some work there to put it on my resume to get my foot in the door somewhere else.
Or there. It could be either one. Exactly.
Okay. All right. Well,
all right, well keep us posted, hon, okay? And
right,
God bless
thanks.
You. I hope this one works out for you.
Thanks. Right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Alrighty then. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
It's someone we know and love. Ready?
Okay.
Area code 305. You're on the air.
Good afternoon. It's Deanna. How are you?
Hey, Deanna. I'm fine. How are you?
Well, I'm a walking miracle. I'm a walking miracle.
Yay, I want to hear this. Tell me more.
No, I'm just a walking miracle. I'm, you know, just amazed at looking back how long I've come, and I'm still standing. Well, right now I'm sort of leaning, but I'm still standing.
I like that.
I think sense of humor is the only thing that helps you keep going together with support from your friends. So thank you.
Absolutely.
What do you see for
Absolutely.
Me this week, Aphrodite and Jackie?
Well, all these Cancer planets are trying all your Scorpio stuff right now. I'm loving that. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I so agree. Things are moving. Things are shifting. This is the perfect time because the moon is also passing over your Mercury and your Sun and today. Okay? So it's a great time to really take that emotional shift and change. Dream that dream because it's going to come in trine with Neptune. Right now you have that beautiful trine hitting your Sun, like Aphrodite was talking about, which is also in trine with Mars and the Sun right now, So you have this beautiful thing that helps you transform and change. Change your attitude and everything else will change. Dream that dream, and it'll change. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Yep, I think you need to whistle while you work.
Do you think I can go take charge of the matter I keep postponing about the claim? Is this a good week for that? Because
I
am on my own,
I can't say it's a good week for that in every way, because Mars is going to be moving into your second house over the next 24 to 48 hours while the moon is still in Scorpio. So I have a feeling this week is important, more important than even next week. So I think if you're going to jump on it, I would jump on it. You know, the holidays comes on Tuesday, and then things mellow out a little bit towards the end of the week. So I would definitely take whatever actions or whatever determined communications that you can do easily, that you feel right with in your own psychic self. But I don't think it's a bad week to do this, but you have to know that the final outcome is still a ways away. And so I don't want to put you in a situation where you get discouraged, but if there's something that you need to do, somebody you need to talk to, this is not a bad week to do that. It's a good week to do that.
They're going to move in on the house very soon. I received a letter, but it's not yet final. But I know it's going to be soon, so I was wondering if the 24, 48 hours was in relationship to that. Am I still safe to be here until, say, the end of August when things improve a little? Or is it sooner than that? I'm trying to be strong, you know?
It's a mixed bag because right now I do not think that they have their paperwork in order completely, okay? And so that's why I still feel you could be very safe right now. Jupiter is going to be passing over your Neptune and your south node, okay? Mars is right now in square to them. So my feeling is, again, that there may be something missing on the paperwork. There may be something that they make a mistake or it gets delayed for some reason. I don't necessarily feel you're at jeopardy in the moment. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I was going to say something very similar to that. Whether it's that they don't have the paperwork correct or whether it's something that you could generate as far as paperwork is concerned on it, I still don't feel you're in jeopardy. I agree with Aphrodite. I think that there's a time delay on this. So I don't think it's going to be this month that they're going to make you change your residence.
Is it before or after the eclipse? I think that's the 25th of August, but I'm not sure.
Let's take a look at that. Everybody's been talking about that eclipse a lot to me. I've had a lot of clients asking me about that, for sure.
It's going to be viewed all over the United States, I understand. And, you know, that's amazing to see sun and no sun, sort of like the days of Jesus. Because it's like a whole nation is not going to see it and then see it. I love those celestial events.
Well, the good news is the eclipse is not hitting you directly. Mars is going to be on your Pluto, your planet of empowerment, okay, and technically square to your sun in your third house of the area where you live. So even if you are not going to be where you live now, to me it kind of seems like you'd meet the challenge of staying close to where you've been. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Thank you.
I agree with this. I have to say that... you're getting an indirect tip with this. Well, I actually don't think it's going to affect.
I just ride the train and just trust the process. Right now, I think that there's not enough energy to really pull you right out of there. My feeling is chances are you'd have another opportunity or you'd find a way before this eclipse to maybe position yourself either in a different place or with some kind of new documentation. I'm not seeing like the worst happen or anything like that, okay?
Thank you.
Saturn is retrograde, and it is opposing your moon, and it's opposing your ascendant down there. So that Gemini energy that you have on your ascendant in Miami and your moon being there, you always have to have a plan A and a plan B, only because if you have a plan A and a plan B, it's going to make your anxiety much less. You'll know that there's an escape hatch if you need it, but push towards what you desire, because you will never be denied your heart's desire. It's written in the holy book. So do it that way, because that's where your roots are spiritually, okay?
Yes.
So just know that you want to have a plan A and a plan B, and know that the Heavenly Father is going to bring you where you need to go.
In the meantime, let's all watch the fireworks and say bless the USA.
Exactly, and celebrate the freedom we have to find employment, to create our own design of our lives here in this country, which is a wonderful thing that we have here.
Thank you for that. I'll send you a photograph on Messenger. Thank you, Jackie. Look forward to seeing you both here.
Well, many blessings, Deanna.
Thank you, Deanna. I'm chatting with you.
Please let me listen on hold. Bye.
I will do so. Okay.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thank
bye.
You. Bye.
Way cool. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 561-568, you're on the air.
Good evening, ladies. This is Cindy.
Hey, Cindy.
Hey. I don't have any questions, but I just would like to find out what my chart says. Can you read to me anything negative or anything positive about my chart? Thank you.
Alrighty then. We can do that. We have the technology. Okay. take a look. Huh. Your chart's seeming pretty mild to me today. You do have a very active T-square going on with Mercury, the communication planet, sitting right on your natal Pluto. How cool is that? There's a part of you that's looking for a great launch, another part of you that's trying to be at peace. I love this. You figured it out, Cindy. This is really cool. Wow. What do you see, Jacqueline?
Oh, I find that quite interesting, because you are. You're being brought to the challenge of really using who you are to really make a stand or take a piece of in your life. I think this is a great time for you. Again, I have to go back because this is all happening in your 11th house, which is socialization and friendships. So it's really a great time to make those transformations and changes for some great epiphanies to come out in the public for you. So I'd like to see you out and about because it really can bring some great changes for you.
Okay.
Exactly. Now, are you doing any kind of exercise?
Not really.
No walking? You don't belong to any, like little exercise class, like at your local gym or YWCA?
Nope.
Nothing like that?
Nope.
Okay. Do you do any walking?
Around stores. I do plenty
of
that.
We have a lot of mall walkers here. Yeah, we have a lot of mall walkers here in Roanoke, Virginia. That's not necessarily a bad thing either, because at least you're in a controlled temperature environment. It's hot down there. Okay. I'm just saying that being mobile is better than for you to be sedentary. Okay?
Okay. Got it.
And
yeah.
To enjoy the walking, whatever you're doing, even if you're going to, like, to a strip mall and you're walking from store to store, I just think it's good for you to be around places where there are more people gathering. I think that can be good for you.
Yes, yes. There are three or four ladies that take me out to lunch after church every Sunday.
Oh, that's beautiful. Where did you go tonight?
I know. Where did we go today? Oh, dear. Key West Restaurant.
Oh, Key West Grill.
Yeah.
Nice. Great. This is good for you to be out and about and see people, different characters. People watching can be really fun for you right now.
Right, yeah. I go to that Chinese restaurant where there's so much food on the tables, but there are a lot of single men there. So, you
nice.
Know, who knows? Yeah.
Don't be surprised.
You definitely want a
man
to want to travel with you.
What?
Go ahead.
Well, you're out and about.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Out of this blue comes out at you, okay? Because that's what we're talking about with that Uranus thing, is that
yeah.
by you just being out in public, all of a sudden something's going to shift and change. So I like you going to places that have single men because I think that would be a good thing for you to find a good guy. I would set that intention there and go to,
yeah.
like I said, even the malls or things like this, go to places where you can be out in the public and see other people, and they can see you, because I think this is perfect timing for things like that.
Yeah. It's been a few weeks now that I've been doing it.
Good.
Great. Great. And I'm telling you, if there's an opportunity somewhere near you where they, like, show documentaries, maybe even your church would know about this, or if you can basically go somewhere where they have some kind of a special thing, like at a museum from another land, and also comedy shows, things that make you laugh. I like all of those things for you right now.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, girl. We're so happy to hear from you always.
Thank you very much. Can I come back on and listen?
Sure, I'll leave you on listen. No problem.
Okay.
Right now.
Thank
okay.
you. Thanks, ladies. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
I'm glad to hear that she's getting out and about. It's such a good thing for her.
Me too. Me too. You know, you can't live your life in a cocoon. You have to, at some point, break free and fly.
Well,
we have
another
person
that's
been on hold here for almost a half an hour. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. I was just going to say, you know, when you really relocate to a different place and a different area, it takes a little while to get acclimated and get life back. And I'm glad to see that she finally started getting her social life. This is much harder to
Me too.
Relocate to the area.
I'm very impressed and happy about that. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 780, you're on the air.
Hey, Aphrodite. Hey, Jacqueline.
Hey!
I can't believe it. Jay, how are you?
Oh, it's been good. But it's also been a really interesting story. But thanks for asking the question. How about you?
Working.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to say thank you very much for receiving the letter. It was really awesome, and it brought a lot of joy to my heart when I read it. Thanks, you, Jacqueline, for doing so.
Oh, that was funny, wasn't it?
It was. It was great. The manifesting letter.
That's because I cracked up last time about the Shroom Guide. That's great. I'm glad you got it.
Thank you. It's a very, very good. Go ahead.
So, what can we do for you tonight?
Oh, what was I? Oh, sorry, I was going to say, what, Jacqueline, before you go, can you on? What was he going to say?
I said, thank you for the sage. I really love it.
You're very welcome. We bring lots of joy to you and healing. So thank you. You're
it
welcome.
Is.
Mm-hmm. My question is in regards to maybe one or two questions. One is a career, and also one is still looking for the relationship. I'm dealing with a lot of Aquarians right now for some reason. I don't know why, but I am.
As you're looking into your personal values and beliefs. That's why. You just had your Venus return, so you're really delving a little bit stronger into your own personal values and beliefs. What do you really, truly want as far as your love life is concerned? I would continue. I think it's right on the right path. Uranus just passed over your Jupiter. I think there's going to be some kind of, and you're part of fortune, the arbiter of fortune. So I think that if something sudden has come by you standing your ground for personal values, it's really standing true to them as you're going through this process. What do you think, Jessica?
I agree. So you're a very independent creature, even though you're very sensitive and kind, and you have a lot of healing gifts. The Aquarian energy is very altruistic, but they also are fixed air. So they are more confident and sure of themselves. And in your past, you tend to gravitate more towards people that need you. And when you meet the Aquarians, you find out they're strong personalities, but they want to step in with you so that you can each teach each other something, which I think is marvelous for you, actually. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. That makes sense.
And Venus is going to be going into Gemini very soon, and within this next week. And when it does, the communications are going to bump it up a notch, which I like, you know. And it's conversation that's not threatening. It's informative. It's interesting. It can be fun. So I think you're entering a very interesting social cycle. I'm going to tell you that.
Yeah. Most definitely.
And I think you need to do that because sometimes you choose to isolate. And now you're going to feel like you don't want to isolate so much. I think you're still going to be best with one-on-one relationships, but I still think you'll be able to do both in this next 6-7 week cycle. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. again, this is kind of a time where you just lighten up, and it's like a trust or faith in your intuitive ability, knowing that as you go along learning these processes, like Aphrodite was talking about with these Aquarians, that it is part of your path and it will lead you to the right one. And over the next 6 weeks, I'd play with it and be real lighthearted and not kind of, you know, put so much heaviness or seriousness into it. But know that you're being led upon this journey that is going to lead you to that great relationship.
Mm, awesome.
Now, one of the things I'm seeing, is there a mentor or a sensei that you were involved with earlier on that you'd like to reconnect with?
Not really. I've got a, I don't think I have any mentors. I just, I've got my yoga teacher, but I don't know, just basically business. She's a very nice friend, and, you know, helping along with her stuff, you know, graphic design work and other stuff. So, I don't know, just, I don't know if
there's anybody else.
This
is supposed to be something healing for you. There's something healing for you, or a person that shares your desire to be that healer. It's going to be popping up here within the next 2 weeks. I'm just seeing it. So I wanted to share it with you before I forget. Neptune's sitting right in your Chiron retrograde, which means that either you've heard of this person before or they have been through similar teachings, even on their own, independently. And somehow you're going to interact with this person, and it's just going to feel like a kindred soul, even if you don't meet them in person. It could be something that happens virtually, but I do see it, so I wanted to say it, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the heads up. Always welcome your wisdom.
And you had another question for us?
Yeah, if you have time, a career, actually. I'm still thinking about looking for another job because this one's really still stressful. The company I'm with, I think it's still going through some issues regarding... I don't know. It's going through some stuff again, I think, so.
Okay. Well, I don't really see you as suffering from a lack of security. I just feel that you are working below your level, and you know it. And you're feeling that you want to rise above, and I understand that. But because of the two ponderous planets that are still retrograde, look more towards October 1st than now, or maybe even after the 10th, when Jupiter goes into Scorpio. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I don't necessarily know that this is the ideal timing for you to make a move or a change. I do feel it's a time for you to reevaluate why you're there and why it's creating so much stress for you. I think this is really... a time of what I would say is pulling up your bootstraps and doing the work, but taking the heart out of it and really taking a step back and looking at why you're doing it at this point in time and what opportunities may come up for the future for you to make a change with it. But I do feel the challenge is more of you taking that step back and not putting so much heart into your work.
Okay.
All I know is I know you're a very sacred soul, and I so believe in you coming to your truth in a miraculous way. You know, you are so amazing as far as your spirituality. You know, that wonderful video you sent both me and Jacqueline stuff, I want to tell you, it made my heart sing. Even though that's not my modality, it made my heart sing to see you and experience your sacred space. Thank you so much for that.
You're very welcome. It's always great. I'm very honored to hear that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a happy 4th. Even though I don't know if they celebrate that in Canada.
No, we had our July 1st. We were 150 years old, so that was yesterday.
Whoa.
So. Yeah, I know. So you got your 4th coming up on Tuesday, so enjoy that. Be safe.
We will.
Have fun.
Many blessings.
Happy birthday to Canada, too.
Yes, indeed. God bless.
Alrighty.
Good night.
God bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. He's such a darling.
Yeah.
Okay. I think our last one is coming up, and it's a 111, so they might be on Skype. Let's snag them.
Okay.
111, you're on the air.
Hi there, this is Jane. How are you?
Okay, how
are
you doing,
how
Jane?
Are you, Jane?
I'm doing well.
Have you called in before?
No. I have, yes.
June 18th, 1970?
Yes, that's me.
Another Canadian.
Yeah, another Canadian.
Now, do you still live in Canada?
I do, yes.
And where do you live now? Do you still live in the same area?
In Toronto, like near Toronto area.
Okay, all right. 'Cause it's very big. Canada is very big. Your birth chart, you have 24 degrees of Gemini rising in 48 minutes. And where you are now, it's really close. So you really didn't move that far away, but I wanted to be sure. Okay.
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, I was wondering what you can see coming up for me as far as work in the next few months.
Okay.
See any changes?
What are you doing for a living now?
I'm a travel consultant.
Oh, good. That works for you.
But I want to change to a different career.
Which career do you want to change to?
I'm not sure yet, but I've been looking for a hotel job.
Hotel management?
Say that again.
I'm sorry. I didn't get what you said.
I was asking hotel management. Are you planning on doing something like hotel management or something like that?
I was thinking, like, I was looking, like, there was a position that came up in June, a group coordinator, the corporate event. That kind of thing.
Would you be traveling?
I would love to travel.
Because I think you need to travel. I think you need to travel. I think you need to do most of your things around large bodies of water. It doesn't matter where they are. I think that because Pluto being retrograde in Capricorn, your eighth house right now, and in perfect trine to your Saturn, it's the perfect time to make that transition. Now, Pluto's going to be retrograde till a little bit later this year, which means you probably go through a training period, correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. I actually like it. I really like it. And I'd like it for you to deal with more and more people that are from different parts of the world, because your Saturn right now is only in Sagittarius every 29 years, and it is retrograde until the end of August. And that's going to be opposing your sun for several months. And during that period of time, it could really open you up to be involved in much more of an international community, which I think you would love. It would be like mind candy for you. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree with everything Aphrodite said. I think you do well with people. I think you do well dealing with international things. That's what I was saying. It have to be some kind of management position or some kind of position that allows you to have a certain amount of creative work along with it, to where you're planning things and doing different things. I think it's ideal for you. And so I would look into it a little bit stronger if I were you, and see what's out there, because I think you may be able to find somewhere around the end of August, beginning of September, something really good that I agree both is in a learning process as well as a work process. So I think it has both qualities to it. So
I'd have to wait a while. Is it till the end of August, September, because around that time, an opportunity would come up?
If you've already spoken to these people, because of Saturn retrograde, this is the time to negotiate. And by the end of August, when Saturn goes direct, you could have the opportunity to address it. But Saturn's not going to be in total opposition with your Sun for 90 days. And it gives you that time to teach, to learn, to bring your gifts to them, and them to bring the opportunity to you. Now, a Saturn opposition can often bring you a brand new career that lasts for a very long time, hon. I agree with Jacqueline. Go for this. Go for this.
Well, I missed out. I missed out on a good opportunity. There was a job opening posted in the middle of June. Actually, it was just I think it was towards the beginning of June, and I was just about to go on vacation. I was gone on vacation for more than 2 weeks, and I just missed out because I didn't have my resume updated, and it was the ideal job. Now it's like, you know, I don't know if I'll see another position like that come up.
And look at that. Look at it as that it wasn't the right timing, so it must not be the right job. You look at it as you missed out on an opportunity. I don't necessarily see the timing being correct for that opportunity at that time. I think now you have a better and more level head of what direction you need to go, and I think that gave you that little boost to do that. So here again, don't look back at what a possibility could have been. Look to the future to see what gifts are going to be given to you in this process.
Okay. Is there a position?
Yeah, I understand, Jane. The person that they hired might not work out.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So if I were you, I'd have my resume together. And the universe put that bug in your bonnet so that you would look for something similar. If not, come in when somebody else abandons the situation. They might not have the skill level you do, too. So get that resume in order to be ready at a moment's notice to get that out there, okay?
Oh, yeah, I learned my lesson. It was just like, you know, I was so busy, you know, preparing for my vacation, and I was leaving, and then the internet was slow. I was going to send my resume off, you know, while I was on vacation, but the internet was really slow and couldn't get anything done.
And here again, the universe is trying to tell you something. It wasn't the right timing for that.
But it was it was just the ideal job for me, like location-wise, you know, large company, and I'm like, oh, no, I missed out on it's a really good opportunity. So I hopefully, you know, I don't really see a lot of positions like that that are posted, so hoping that something like that would come up.
And here again, don't be surprised if it does.
Yep, it might come back at you. You better follow your passion. Okay, than you are to just take what shows up. You might want to send in your resume anyway and say, please keep this on file. You know, I'm very interested in your company, and I know I could do a stellar job. It doesn't hurt anything to put it out there to the universe. Even if they never read it, you have put it out to the higher forces, just so you know.
Okay. How are things going to look as far as my current job situation? Are things still going to be the same until I leave?
I see stability right now. I see some frustration because it's not really what you want to do, but overall you've got enough trines right now to support your space. You're good.
Okay. All right.
You're good for now. And we're so glad you called. You keep us posted, okay?
I will. Thank you so much, ladies. Take care.
God bless you. Happy 4th. Bye.
Happy 4th of July.
Thanks. Well, we've got less than a minute. We may need to tell people where to find us, Jacqueline.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. We're both on Facebook, and we're usually here every Sunday night from 6 to 7, and we're delighted to serve you. Thank you so much for listening tonight and participating. We love being there for you. It's part of who we are. Many blessings.
Happy birthday, America, and happy birthday, Canada. Have a good week.
Yes. God bless. Bye.